Welcome to the Jennings Wire Online Magazine podcast series, where we feature interviews with our bloggers, as well as other top authors and experts. My name is Stacey Amaral Kaufman. I'm the radio director of Annie Jennings PR, the national PR firm behind the online feature magazine sensation, JenningsWire.com, a community of bloggers that share their personal experiences and wisdom gained throughout their lives. There's nothing like it on the web, and we invite you to visit JenningsWire.com to discover the blogger that is just right for you. And that could possibly be today's guest, one of our bloggers, anti-aging and beauty expert Jackie Silver, who is a frequent television and radio guest, contributor to and featured expert on numerous beauty, lifestyle, and anti-aging websites, including the anti-aging column on Jennings Wire. Jackie is author of How to Think Yourself Slim, Healthy, and Young, as well as Aging Backwards, Secrets to Staying Young. Welcome, Jackie.
Thank you so much for that wonderful introduction. So happy to be here.
Well, it's our pleasure. You know, I heard a rumor, Jackie, that you still get carded to buy wine. Is this true?
Yes, it's not a rumor. It's true. And in fact, about 2 weeks ago, I got carded to buy a beer at Trader Joe's.
Well, that's awesome. I mean, I'm in my 30s, and I am stoked when I'm carded to buy liquor, you know? That's awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty, you get pretty stoked when you're in your mid-50s and get carded to buy beer.
Yeah, that is very cool. So you definitely walk the talk, don't you, when we're talking about aging backwards and anti-aging and beauty. What can you tell our listeners what you mean by aging backwards?
Well, I love to focus on the positive, but I also have to say that what aging backwards is not, is it's not a magic pill or potion or lotion, but it's a lot of little shortcuts and tips that you can do on a daily basis that add up to big results.
Can anyone do it? I mean, do you have to be a certain age, and when should you start? Like I said, I'm in my 30s. You know, should I be starting to do these things?
Too late, girl. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah. Will I be aging forward now?
No, and I'm just joking, but I'm sort of half joking, because really, we start aging the minute we're born. As sad as that sounds, it's true.
Right.
So, you know, the earlier you start, the better, but that doesn't mean that if you're already in your 50s or 60s or 70s or 80s or 90s listening, that it's okay to start whenever you do. But naturally, the earlier, the better. You being in your 30s, girl, start.
Yeah, well, I will. So give me some tips. What are your top 5 tips for staying young and for everyone?
These are for everyone. And, you know, people might hear them and go, oh, yeah, we know that. Well, okay, if you know it, then you should be doing it. And if you're not doing it, then you're not aging backwards. The first tip is sleep. And everyone says, oh, I only need 5 hours of sleep. I feel fine. The thing is, you might feel fine, but your body tunes up when you're sleeping. That's when all your hormones balance themselves out. And I jokingly say, why pay for hormones when you can get them for free? Number 2, exercise is the fountain of youth. And I know a lot of people don't like to hear that because they don't like to exercise. But here's a quick tip. It's all about getting started. So just put on your cutest, comfy outfit. Put on your exercise shoes and just start. Because once you're 5 minutes into it, you get that second wind. You know how it is. You just start to feel so good that you can finish the workout. And if you can't, it could be your body saying you need a rest.
Mm-hmm.
Number 3, you know, you wouldn't go like 10 in the morning to 8 at night without drinking water, would you?
No.
Mm-mm. No. But when you go to sleep at 10 or 11 at night and you sleep till 6, 7 or 8 in the morning, that's exactly what you're doing. You're not drinking. So the first thing I do every morning, and I recommend for everyone to do, is drink a big glass of water and get yourself back into hydration levels, you know? Number 4 is sort of a tongue-in-cheek, but it is a true tip. Earlobes show your age. You know, I meet so many women all over the world, all the time. And I ask them, kind of cheekily, do you ever put sunscreen or your night cream or serum on your earlobes? And they laugh and go, of course not. Well, that's why your earlobes don't look as young as the rest of your face. That's still skin. And that skin needs the tender love and care that the rest of your face and neck and chest get. And then my final top tip is always my favorite, so I keep this one for last. And that is that studies show that people who volunteer on a regular basis are the healthiest and live the longest. And not everybody knows where to volunteer. So there's this great website called volunteermatch.org. And when you click on it, you put in your zip code, and it instantly matches you with organizations in your neighborhood that are looking for volunteers.
Well, that's a great point, and it makes sense, too, Jackie. I mean, if you are out there volunteering, you're feeling good about what you're doing, in turn, feeling good about yourself. And when you feel good about yourself, you probably make better decisions.
Well, you know, there's that term called the helper's high. And there's a reason that term was coined, and that's because of that wonderful, warm, fuzzy feeling you get when you help other people.
Well, and that's something that, you know, anyone can do. I think that's a great tip, and I love that you gave out that volunteersmatch.org. Was that the website?
Volunteermatch.org.
Volunteer. Okay, singular. All right, good. When I get off the line, I'm going to check that out, because you're right. You want to do something, you want to help out your community, and you just don't know where to go. So excellent tip. Jackie, now, what are some of the blunders that people make?
Well, you know, these blunders are things that most people will say are common sense. But like I said, if you're still doing them, then they're still blunders. The first one is smoking. And I'm not going to get on the whole bandwagon, but everybody knows mm-hmm. that smoking is damaging to a whole bunch of things for yourself, and especially, you know, also the way you look. You can go online and search smoking twins, and you'll find articles that demonstrate with pictures identical twins where one smokes and one doesn't, and they look 10 years apart. The next one is too much sun, and everybody knows that too, so I'm not going to elaborate on it. The third one is one that a lot of people might not know, and that is stress. Eliminating stress in your life is conducive to aging backwards, and that includes little stresses like, you know, telling a bunch of lies. One lie leads to a web of lies, and that can stress you out, or getting yourself in, you know, tons of debt, or all the other ways that people get stress in their lives, stress that could be avoided. And in fact, WebMD.com says that 75 to 90% of all doctor's visits are due to stress-related ailments and complaints, to 90%. That tells you something right there.
Yes,
that. The next blunder is, and people have heard this before, but it's so true, wearing clothes that are too loose on you, like, oh, if I wear these loose clothes, people think I'm losing weight. It actually doesn't look like that. It just kind of doesn't look put together and looks a little messier and can make people look chunkier. So that is not, you know, an aging backwards tip. Wear clothes that fit you properly, no matter what size or shape. We're all beautiful in our own way. And the final one for the blunders is people not smiling enough. You know, you can't smile and frown at the same time. So if you're smiling all the time, you know, Goldie Hawn, she still looks so young because she always, always smiles. And I think that smiling more is going to definitely make you look younger. And there have been studies that show that even if you fake a smile, you can actually make yourself happier. How great is that?
That is great. So if you're feeling down, just the old saying, right, Jet? Turn that frown upside down. And maybe you have a whole new day.
It's right? Adorable. Yes, I love it.
Well, you know what, Jackie? We're running out of time. However, I know you have so many more tips and shortcuts for our listeners, and they can learn much, much more about those. Also about your books, Jackie. You can do that at her website, agingbackwards.com. You can also follow Jackie Silver on Twitter at Aging Backwards, all one word, and like our Facebook page as well, Aging Backwards with Jackie Silver. So thank you so much, Jackie, for being here. We really appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me. It was such a blast.
This podcast is presented by Annie Jennings of the national publicity firm, Annie Jennings PR, and the creator of Jennings Wire Online Magazine, a diverse community of talented, insightful, and relevant bloggers, just like Jackie Silver, that share helpful and perhaps life-changing posts and podcasts. So please enjoy more on JenningsWire.com and discover bloggers that might be perfect for you. Till next time.